Item 22, please.
Item 22, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, requesting authorization to repeal Chapter 56.26 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to comply with the requirement in Section 59.255 of the Wisconsin Statutes that the Comptroller shall oversee all of the county's debt.
Comptroller Mansky.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'll just start out and I'll have Pam finish with this. The reason why this change is being made, it's being requested by our bond counsel right now regarding the new statute.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, in light of the... state statute that created the Comptroller's Office and associated responsibilities, the ordinance of 56.26 was actually not needed, so bond counsel recommended that we repeal that ordinance and that the procedures that are therein be codified in the procedures that the Office of the Comptroller is currently developing for its bond procedures and bond issuance.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
To adopt.
Supervisor Mayo moves to adopt. Comments, questions? Since the state statute is operative, the idea is to replace the ordinance because the state statute is in force. Supervisor Jersey.
Part of my problem is I see the language we're removing, but I don't see what it's being replaced with.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we're actually repealing it. You're taking this ordinance out because it's really an administrative procedure. So we'll incorporate it in our bond compliance and issuance procedures that the Comptroller's Office is currently developing with the financial advisor and the county's bond counsel.
Yeah. On the front page of the memo, the request update Milwaukee County General Ordinances, Chapter 34 was created when the Office of the Comptroller was created to carry out the functions outlined specifically in the statute. And it indicates there overseeing all the county debt shall include but not be limited to. So the laid into the ordinance was for the fact that to carry out the functions and be responsible for the debt. So there are, that section in Chapter 34 is already in there. And the problem was, is we had Chapter 34 in the bond council notice. You still have this other section, which you didn't remove at the time that you put Chapter 34 in. So, but when looking at that section, a lot of the items within that, so the first reason to remove it is you already have Chapter 34 that deals with it. The second item to remove it is that some of it is more or less administrative procedures, which are currently being developed by Ms. Bryant, and that would be administrative procedures separate from the ordinances. So, and we've noted that some of the procedures are a little old too and refer to some things that are not currently in place also.
Mr. Mansky, your opinion carries great weight with me. Is it your opinion that we are continuing to have good practices here with proper oversight?
Yes.
And anything policymakers need to weigh in on would be brought before the policymakers?
Yes, that would be the case. And you also have with your bond counsel, too, their review of these items, and they hold to that also, that same premise.
Move approval. Adoption.
Supervisor Mayles.
I'm sorry, he didn't move that?
He did.
I'm sorry.
Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll for item 22.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item 22 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 24.